transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, on this amazing day of Pentecost, the church celebrates the truth of God. And the truth is something that cannot be changed. The truth is something that is God. Christ himself says, I am the truth. Before he went up on his cross, our Lord said to the disciples, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and guide you into all truth. Today we're celebrating that day. Today we remember the day that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and apostles and opened their eyes to the fullness of the truth of God. And those same holy apostles gave to us a way of life. I mentioned some of them in the bulletin for you today. Some of the living reality that God wants from us if we believe in Christ. In the gospel this morning, Christ says, if you believe in me, rivers of water will gush forth from your heart if you believe. And we say we believe, but if we look at even just the list that I included in your bulletin, do we live as if we believe in Christ? Do we actually wake up every morning with the kind of love that God wants in our hearts? If we're honest with ourselves, we know that we often do not. And that is not a judgment to our condemnation. In fact, it is a gift for our repentance. You know, sometimes we hear people say, and I hear it all the time, nobody's perfect. Or sometimes we'll say, I'm not a saint, Father. And we use those expressions as excuses for the life that we want to live. Because we think, well, if nobody's perfect, why are we expecting me to change? But that is not the call of Christ. The great gift of God's truth is that he expects a certain way of life, and our gift of revelation is to understand that we do fall short of that life. And that proclamation that nobody's perfect should instead be an opportunity for us to begin our new life in repentance. This is what the Holy Spirit has guided the church all of these centuries. The Holy Spirit leading the holy apostles, this orthodox way of life, a life of prayer, a life of fasting, a life of sacramental unity with God. From the very first days, the holy apostles told us to be in church at least every Sunday to receive Holy Communion. Not to just come and listen to the choir and the chanter and listen to a few words, but to come and receive God into us so that his body and blood runs through our veins. This is the truth that the Holy Spirit has given to us. And yet many times we choose other distractions in life instead of coming to church. We choose other temptations instead of a life of prayer and fasting. We choose our own thinking above the thinking of the church. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about the thinking of just one priest or just one bishop. I'm talking about the teaching of the church, which has continued unchanged for more than 2,000 years. The holy apostles have the truth from God. The descendants, the successors of the apostles, the bishops of today, are the protectors of the truth. We cannot teach something today that is different from what the holy apostles taught. We must be loyal to that truth. But that loyalty also expects trust. We have to learn to trust the church. And again, I'm not talking about Father Athanasius or just Metropolitan Alexios or Archbishop Epaphroditus or His All Holiness the Patriarch Bartholomew. I'm talking about the entirety of the church has given to us this amazing way of life. And if we embrace the way of life of the church, if we trust the way of life of the church in our prayers, in our fasting, in our coming for holy confession as often as is appropriate, then we will be able to live that life the apostles gave us. If, on the other hand, we try to go it alone, thinking that we know better than the church, this is when we get led astray. Because also Christ said before he went up on the cross, he prayed for the unity of the church, that they may be one, Christ says, as we are one. He's speaking of the Holy Trinity. And so the truth of God, my brothers and sisters, that we are celebrating today, the gift of the Holy Spirit enlightening us to understand these amazing gifts from God, our unity with God and each other. The time has come in our lives to not go it alone, but to live life in the unity of our family. And as St. Paul says, if one suffer, we all suffer. If one is honored, we are all honored. Because we are united to each other, not in just some symbolic way, but in the very essence of God. That is the truth that the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes to today. This is why the final words of the gospel, Christ says, I am the light. Whoever walks with me does not walk in darkness. The world is a dark place. And Christ is that bright torch. And the Holy Spirit, as tongues of fire on the holy apostles' heads, leads the way of the church through the darkness as a beacon of light. We all, in our baptism, received that light. We held candles at our baptism to remember that we have been given the light of Christ, and that it is our great gift to go into the darkness of the world, allowing our light to shine in acts of love and mercy and charity. Because God has given us the truth. It's up to us to live the truth and for us to share the truth with the world. This great gift of life, rivers of living water from our hearts. Glory to God.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.